It's the Yearbug Podcast. I'm your host, Doug. You know what podcasting reminds us of? Public radio. And public radio did it first. Not this podcast. Who would pay for this podcast? I think we said, I'm the host, Doug, says in the yearbook at hotmail.com. Unfortunately, you can get us almost anywhere. That horror movie, the Jordan Peele thing, what's it called? Us? Well, yeah, we haven't seen it. Some people say it's a thriller more than a horror movie, but what has it done? When was the last time that a horror movie was this mainstream? Now, Nightmare on Elm Street was a big hit. Friday the 13th, a lot of people saw. Was it? Which one is Jason Lives? Which one is Jason Lives? That's the one. Well, no one agrees on this, but yeah, sometimes I'm the patron saint of lost causes. Whatever was Jason Lives, that guy actually put some effort into directing that. There's symbolism in it. There's some arty shots in it. It looks pretty good. All right, but those movies, people saw them, but it wasn't mainstream. You didn't have pipe-smoking guys saying, I'm seeing that this Thursday. I am all over that this Monday. I'm not going to wait another day to see it. All these mainstream people, mainstream audiences want to see a horror movie. When was the last time that happened? Oh, well, maybe it wasn't the unicorn we thought it was. Blair Witch, I guess. Yeah, Blair Witch got everybody's attention. But more recent stuff that's been hailed, like that Dollhouse one, I don't think attracted a mass audience. People weren't talking about it like this one, where it was so mainstream, even though the Dollhouse thing was supposed to be horrifying. And what's the actress's name that we really liked? We thought for a second she got nominated for an Oscar, but they were just kidding. Yeah, Blair Witch might have been the last horror movie to go mainstream, but it's been a while since we've seen that. We talked last week about Arizona State's men's ice hockey team making the damn NCAA men's tournament. After only 4 years or what, in their fourth year of existence, which is incredible. This is a completely unscientific, just an observation. When we were in Surprise, Arizona, to see the Royals and Texas Rangers train, watching Phoenix's news leaders, we didn't see any stories on ASU men's hockey. Now, this was way before the NCAA tournament was, what, toward the end of the regular season, and it's unscientific. We may have missed it, but we're just saying we didn't see any publicity out of Phoenix's news leaders. Lots of spring training news, nothing about the Sun Devils. Nevertheless, the NCAA men's hockey tournament actually has done an excellent job producing wild Frozens 4. And speaking of publicity, they've gotten almost no credit or publicity for it, but just in the last decade, how wild Bemidji State, the equivalent of men's basketball's Fairleigh Dickinson, reached the Frozen Four, as did St. Cloud State, Miami, not that one, Quinnipiac, Omaha, Vermont, Ferris State, and RIT all made the Final Four. Union and Providence both won national championships, as did Yale. You say, whatever, the Ivies are always great at hockey, except they're not. That was Yale's first championship. Even the men's lacrosse tournament, which desperately needed someone new, anyone new, to reach the last weekend, has gotten slightly unpredictable. UMass, Massachusetts, running all the way to the championship game was a welcome shock back in 2006, and that slowly led to things at last getting a little unruly. Delaware made the Final Four in men's lacrosse in 2007. In 2011, Denver started making it routinely. Towson, it's in Maryland, was in the semifinals in 2017. The same year, Ohio State lost the championship game. That's a surprise. And Albany was a semifinalist last year. Meanwhile, Denver and Loyola both win national championships, as does Yale. Whatever, the Ivies are always great at lacrosse, except they're not. That was Yale's first championship. Now men's basketball has a wild Final Four. In a way, it's complicated. Every Final Four school, yes, comes from a major conference this year. Yet after the initial lack of upsets, but not necessarily because of the initial lack of upsets, we have a semifinals featuring only one usual suspect, Michigan State. Then there's Virginia, which is making its first last weekend appearance since 1984. Auburn and Texas Tech are football first schools, making their first Final Four appearances ever. So the names are familiar, but only because of football. Odd. Texas Tech is having a hard time actually getting good at football, but they reached the pinnacle in men's basketball. And they're no fluke either. The last 2 years, the Red Raiders have been legitimately really good. Auburn, which has struggled to keep up with Alabama in football, just defeated the Alabama of basketball, Kentucky, to get here. Virginia was last year's first ever 16-1 victim, but this year the Hoos repeated what they did 35 years ago. Then the Cavaliers waited until after the great Ralph Sampson had left to reach another Final Four. Now the Cavaliers waited until after they were favored to win it all to try to win it all. You would think the favorite here would be the only usual suspect, Michigan State, which has now made the Final Eight 5 times in 11 years. But maybe the much-needed brand-name, off-brand Final Four has another surprise. This likely, though, isn't going to make TV or the internet happy. Tournament ratings were actually up this year. Duke's Zion Williams, you would think, was likely a factor, and now he's obviously gone. The public may not be loving a discount Final Four without a real Cinderella like George Mason, but I will take it. I'll take it 20 times out of 20. Now, why didn't I go higher? I'll take it 1,000 times out of 1,000. I'll take it 1 billion times out of 1 billion. I didn't go higher because Michigan State out, Yale again in, would have been better. Not a slight in the least to the Spartans. It's solely the fact that they're not new.